Hello, listeners. Hello, friends. So this is a bit of a reflective, sad, or maybe not sad episode. So in 2018, when I launched Stories of Success, I just wanted to interview people that have been successful. A little bit, if I say, looking at Tim Ferriss, who distilled, if I say, the traits of really successful people, I thought I'd do the same for Europe, for, if I say, predominantly ed tech and marketing tech people, so people I knew. And from there, I went on a journey with my podcast. For, if I say now, 4.5, almost 5 years, I've been interviewing lots of different people, from nutritionists, coaches, burnout specialists, and I got a good range of, if I say, successful people, and however you define success, across different industries, jumping around topics, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm grateful and thankful for everyone who joined me on the podcast, who listened to my podcast. In 2021, I decided to take a break because I wanted to see whether I wanted to continue with the podcast or if I wanted to do something different. So my latest season, season 5, was more about interim and fractional leadership, something I'm passionate about, an area which, if I say, will grow because we will see a different way of working in the future. People won't stay in companies for years. They will move around, they will have more than one job. And whether it's a portfolio career or interim or fractional, however you want to call it, I was thinking of potentially moving this podcast more into that direction. Again, as you get deeper into topics, you're meeting more people in that space. And there's already a lot out there about the new way of working. Obviously, Ollie Henderson, who was a guest on my podcast, has a podcast just on that topic. And he's about to publish a book on the back of it. So I decided I don't go down that route because I wanted to do something different. So I've been pondering about it. I've been thinking about it. And it is with a bit of sadness, but also with a lot of pride to say that after 4 or 5 years, this podcast is now coming to an end. I enjoyed every minute of it. And I, again, thank every guest, every listener, every supporter for being with me on the journey. And it has been so much fun. And I'm so glad I went through that experience. I wrote a book on the back of it, Principles for Success, which is available on BookBoon. If you want to reach out to me, I can send you a free copy. I can't sell the copy. And if I say it will never go out of date, and I printed all these copies just before lockdown because I wanted to give them away at conferences, at events. But then lockdown changed a lot for a lot of people, including myself. So, cut a long story short, this podcast is coming to an end. I don't think I'm going to revive it. I'm not saying I don't come back with a new concept for a solo podcast one day. So what's next for me? And those of you who listened regularly, who got to know me a little bit, would know now I can't just give up, right? I can't just leave it. So here I am, and I'm recording this in the summer of 2022. I'm going to launch a new podcast, but not by myself. So a friend of mine who was also on the podcast, David Pawsey, and I, we're launching a podcast focusing on a passion project for both of us. It's going to be called Men Up, Men Down, because as children, we were told to man up, but we can't say that anymore. It's not appropriate to man up anymore. But then there's a lot of mental health issues in men, and a lot of them, if I say, came to light through the pandemic. I've been very lucky. I've had 7, 8 redundancies in my life, and I bounced back. And I think I bounced back because of my meditation routine, because of the resilience I built over the years, because of my own personal development work, to constantly better and improve myself. And again, it's something I'm proud of, quite frankly. But I know of so many men, and of course women as well, that haven't bounced back, whether that's because of COVID, that they'd face redundancy because of life circumstances. There's so many people out there suffering and suffering in silence. And I want to be a voice for these people. I want to be helping people to do that, to bounce back. And David is similar. He has some mental health challenges. He will talk about that in the podcast. We will look at different topics of men's mental health and midlife crisis. So those are the big topics for us. And we will nail it down and bring it down. And we'll bring in, if I say, different things in terms of, you know, how can we help you to be more resilient, to speak about your mental health challenges? How can you help in the community? How can you bring things forward? So it will be a passion project. It has nothing to do with my work. I continue to work as an interim and fractional chief revenue officer. So if you're interested in having a conversation around that, of course, please feel free to do so. If you are, you know, interested in coaching, I continue to coach. That's, again, more of a passion project for me. But I just enjoy helping people. So feel free to reach out, to drop me a line if there's any way I can help you, because that's what I truly enjoy. I truly enjoy helping people. And I hope by sharing my podcast, I helped you. And I think the new podcast hopefully will help a lot of people moving forward. So yeah, so this was a bit of a blurb, bit of a summary. But yeah, first and foremost, I enjoyed the almost 100 episodes, every guest I had. And it was just, yeah, I'm repeating myself. It was just so much fun. The new podcast will be fun as well. It will be a different topic. But yeah, it's all in the, if I say, in the name of helping others. You know, that's kind of like my North Star in life. Whilst I continue to do what I enjoy doing, what I enjoy working in, sales and, you know, building teams, coaching teams, advising start and scale ups. That's what I enjoy doing. That will still be my main focus moving forward. But I also want to give people a voice that don't want to have a voice or can't see how they can have a voice around mental health, because times can only get tougher. So yeah, let's end it on there before we get too grim here. So thanks again, and hopefully see you over at Men Up, Men Down, or you hear me, or we can communicate there. So the website's going to be www.menupdown.com. And I'm looking forward to pushing 100 episodes over there as well. It's already a fun journey. We started recording. There's lots to talk about. So let's do it. Let's crack on. Thanks again for everyone, for your support over the last four and a bit years. Thank you.